Good morning. Today is July the 16th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open with me in the book of Psalm 131, we'd like to share that chapter with you, verses 1 through 3. The text reads, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. May God bless this morning his word. I think as David writes his word this morning, beloved, that we should glean an understanding from this verses as he speaks of the fact that my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me, as verse 1 says. I think sometimes we have and allow pride to reach up and rear up, if you will. Sometimes it's ugly head in our Christian's hearts, in our Christian lives. You know, when that happens many times, if not most, God is unable to use us in the way that he's called us and gifted and blessed us to be. You know, I think of an occasion years and years ago as I was asked to speak at a local church, and as I studied and as I prayed and as I sought the Lord God for the message that he would have me to speak to the people. As I came into the sanctuary and as I prepared for that Sunday morning service, I understood so clearly that I was totally dependent upon God's strength, God's will, God's understanding of his own word to deliver the message that God had placed on my heart to the people. As I stood up to the pulpit, I noticed quickly, so very quickly as I do each time before I share a message, even this morning, how dependent I am on God and how dependent I am on his strength, his love, and his truth to be within me as I share the truth with other people. You know, I think I could glean, and I did, a powerful lesson from that. Because each day of my life and your life, we need to always seek God first, seek his will, his wisdom, and his way in every task and every duty that we have. Seeking the will of God first, knowing that God's grace and God's strength is within it. God's power is within it. You know, verse 2, David writes, surely I have composed and quieted my soul like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. You know, we need to always be sure that we have peace for us to have that quietness in our soul, to know that God's peace, God's will, God's love, and truly God's grace is within us, so that we can go about our activities in our life this day, knowing that we do have that peace that the Word speaks that passes understanding, and truly that peace does come from heaven above. David writes in verse number 3, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Beloved, the blessed hope that we have today is truly in that of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, one of the heaviest burdens that I bear this day and every day of my life is knowing those that listen to even this message this morning may not be living their lives and may not be what they pretend many times to be in front of other people. Sometimes I know as I sit in a pew on services or in services preaching, looking out over the sanctuary and the people that are there in attendance, I always see those that I believe with all my heart that are sitting there trying their very best to understand and learn and to grow in Christ's word. And there are always those few as well that are doing other things. You can obviously see them clearly from the pulpit that they may be doing their checkbooks. They may be going about writing notes to one another as some young people may do during the time of service. All these things truly, truly are distractions in us as believers and as Christians growing in our lives every day. But you know, we know that God knows this, but beloved, we need to be faithful to share with others how important it is that we do and we act and we live our lives in a way that would always grow us in Christ Jesus. Not of anything around us, not of anything that we see that's man-made, but that of Christ, that of our Lord God in heaven today. I would ask you this morning, if you would, to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord for a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we thank you for this blessed opportunity of prayer. We would ask you, Lord God, to help each of us to do and to be and to live our lives this day in a way God would lift, glorify, praise, and bless your precious name. Lord, as the psalmist David has written, Lord, may our heart not be proud, God. May it not be haughty. May it not be boastful. May it not be loud and bold, Father. But Lord, may our heart within us surely be composed, Father, in quietness and stillness. Lord, just as David penned, like a weaned child would rest against his mother. Lord, I would ask you to allow us to have that peace within our spirit today. Lord, the unrest of the world that goes on around us and all the things that we may read or hear about or see that's in the newspaper and the media, Father, so many times, God, it has a detrimental effect on the way that we live our Christian lives each and every day. And God, I would ask you to just shield us. God, I would ask you to shield us with your blessings of truth and peace and your protection, God, against the evil things of this world. Allow us this day to be a witness of light and truth in their life, Father. Lord, so many around us are so confused about who God is. Father, I would ask you today to allow us to help them to turn back to the Word. Allow us, God, to be more faithful to reading your Word and studying your Word and praying each day, God, and seeking your will and your way and your truth, God, in everything that we do each day. Lord, may we never turn away from the truth. God, may we always be seeking after your Holy Spirit, God, to teach us and lead us and guide us, Father, in truth and understanding. Father, I ask you today you would bless those today that seek after this will. Lord, I pray a special prayer and blessing, God, for the churches that are still standing on the true and the living word of a loving and a saving God. Father, I would ask you to just bless and strengthen our church bodies. God, I would ask you to be with each and every one today that's seeking your will in this ministry in all areas and all aspects of our lives every day. Father, I would ask your blessings to be upon those that are sick, those that are shut in, those today, God, that we know are in the hospital, those that we know of today, Father, that are nearing the end of life, would ask your blessings to be in their life, would ask you to allow that peace that truly passes understanding to be in their hearts. Lord, I would pray for each listener to this ministry today, God. May they be faithful, Father, to pray for us. May they be faithful, God, as they listen to these very words this morning. May they be faithful, God, to undergirth and lift us and allow us to accomplish, Father, the things that God has called us to do. And God, allow us in this ministry to be faithful to the calling and the election, God, that you placed in us. May we be faithful, Father, to share your truth and to share your word each day with the people of this world, Father. Father, today we love you, and we thank you for surely loving us first. We thank you for your blessings today in our life. And God, we would just ask you to allow this word today, this truth that we have just read, Father. May you just penetrate our hearts. We love you, and we do thank you today, Father, for blessing us. We do thank you for keeping us, and we surely thank you, Father, today for walking with us. We ask it all today, and we truly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.